Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Hi, roger, Mike. How are our temperatures looking across the service module? Are we going to be go here for shooting another couple of sets on this next start?
Yeah, I'm monitoring. They look real good to me, but I'll just hang out and check the expert. Yeah, you're just fine, Bill. I'm quite him.
And SPS is okay.
Affirmative. SPS is looking good also.
Okay.
Call it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Roger, Bill. Because of this W matrix thing, we'd like to add some more star sightings when Jim gets through with the series that he's currently on, and I have the information relative to them when you're ready to copy.
Yeah, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, that's just, we'd like him to do them, as I say, whenever he's through the series he's on now. And they're the same ones that are printed on your flight plan, page 2-86. The first one, we'd like to increase to 2 sets. The second one, we'd like to increase to 2 sets, making a total of 5 sets on those stars on page 286. Do you copy?
All right, Roger.
Okay, the other thing
how come we have
is,
to
on at an elapsed time of 120 hours, we'd like to increase that P23 work, the first star change from 1 set to 2 sets. The second star from 1 to 2.
Oh, wait a minute, Mike.
Okay,
looking for the page, and I got it now.
Okay, the first star makes 2 sets, second star, 2 sets, for a total of 5 sets.
Okay.
And, if you're in a copying mode, I have, would you believe, a couple of changes to your entry checklist, which I'd like to read up to you sometime today or tomorrow.
Okay, why don't we get them here after this 1 set of stars?
Very good. Roger, Bill. I was just doing a new one here while you got your flight plan out. This would be 130 hours GET. Have you got that page?
I just put it away, but I'll get it out again. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
We're neat up here, not sloppy.
Roger, at 130 hours GET, star 02, where it is printed 2 sets, we'd like to make that only 1 set. And then we would like to add star 11, star 11, lunar far horizon, 2 sets. Over.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, is MIT slipping in the back door?
Not really, Jim. It has to do with this W matrix. You remember that we reinitialized it in lunar orbit, and then we worked on it as you came back on the previous sighting you made, and now we've gone and reinitialized it again at this point, and we'd like to restore it to its former size and shape and whatnot.
Okay, I understand.